Today on Real Life Radio.
Somebody asked me this last week, how do I follow Jesus? And I said, let Jesus tell you how to follow him from his word. I love promoting and I love endorsing the living Savior because he knows exactly how to take care of you. He knows exactly how to speak to you and what you need from his word.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. We all know that life is full of noise. The TV is on with news you often can't trust, dishes are clanging in the kitchen, and blaring sounds of rush hour traffic whiz by. It's enough to make your head spin, really, but it doesn't always have to be that way. We have special programming that can really soften the day's hectic pace. It's our Real Life Network. It's designed to give you relevant, life-changing programming for the whole family that you really can trust. Titles like Ignite Your Life by Barry McGuire, Washington Watch by Tony Perkins, Happening Now with Pastor Jack, and Star Spangled Adventures for the Little Patriots. You can relax and enjoy entertainment for the whole family. The Real Life Network, it's available on your favorite device anytime, anywhere, so don't miss a moment that really can enrich your life with shows that inspire instead of wear you down. Sign up today for free at reallifenetwork.com. That's reallifenetwork.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called Futures with the message titled, He's Coming for You. This series is a study in what the Bible says about heaven, about the future, and why it matters in our lives today. You see, it's important to be on the right path. The Bible tells us that there is a broad road that leads to our destruction, and many will follow it. The narrow way leads to life, but it's difficult, and few will find it. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that we need to make sure that we're being faithful, and you've got to know that your name is written in heaven. It's God's desire that you know him and that you are known by him. Now that's an awesome relationship made for eternity. Now with his message called, He's Coming for You, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Why do people have sexual exploits or drug-induced events or power grabbing, and why do they do that? Because they're trying to find meaning. Don't be so mean to them because you used to be just like them. Have we forgotten that he's rescued us from this? We need to be gentle and kind and loving, and we need to reach out to them. Pray first and then reach out to them. The truth is they're trying to get what you have, or they're trying to get what Jesus gives for free. They don't know that. So they're trying to figure out, how do I fill this void in my life? They're not necessarily the spawn of Satan. They just may not know Jesus. And we can so focus down, oh, look at what you're doing, look at what you're doing. Look, I've told you before, church, when somebody I don't know walks up and says, hi, I'm a Christian, I'm in my mind, I go, hey, nice to meet you. In my mind, I'm going, oh boy, what do we got here? Because you don't know, I don't know. They have named a name. They put themselves in a category. Are they in pursuit of Christ? Are they in submission to his word? If somebody comes up and says, hey, I'm a full-blown atheist, well, I can relax. Are you with me? Yes. I don't expect anything from them. If they say, hey, you know what? I'm a full-blown atheist, and I was thinking about going over there and doing this and doing that, and of course you were. That's what I used to do before I was a follower, right? You're going to be faithful to something or to someone. Jesus says, be faithful to me. Be faithful to me. God has given each of you something to do in this life for his glory. You are to find out what it is. And when you find it, run with it. God made you for a purpose. Listen, don't respond out loud. Are you happy? Are you excited? Are you joyful? Do you have godly anticipation? If you don't have those things, it's because you're not doing what he created you to do. Hands down. Because when you find out what it is he wants you to do and you do it, the world can fall out from underneath you and you will be happy, you will be joyful, and you will be full. I can't imagine going through life without that assurance. So find out what that is. In Matthew 6:33, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So the kingdom of God, this is fun. It's two things. Number one, seek first the kingdom. That's his politics. That's what it means. Seek first the politics of Jesus. What is that? He's king. King Jesus. John Adams always called Jesus King Jesus. I like that. King Jesus. That's right. He's king. But listen, when kings say things, you do them. Right? Isn't it great that the Bible reveals to us that Jesus is king? It doesn't reveal him in any, it doesn't reveal him as president or senator or congress or prime minister. King. I like that. See, I like that because I like his politics. His politics is love. His politics is joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control, the fruit of the Spirit. That's his politics. It's awesome. Number four, we're almost done. I know you guys are tired. He's coming for you, number four, so be ready for him. So be ready. And this is how we confirm that our faith is correct and that we are knowing him and that we're on the right path, is that we're ready for him. This is so important, yet so easily missed. If we're on the right path and we believe what his word says and that he's coming back for us and we don't know when, it could be at any time. How do I maintain this to be ready for him? 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves to see or to determine whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Isn't that awesome? The word examine means this, to put yourself through the test. Watch, it's to put yourself through the test. The word means to challenge your authenticity. If you've never been, I encourage you to go. It's absolutely amazing. Go to Bodie, California. You ever heard of Bodie?
Yes.
How many of you have been to Bodie? Raise your hands. Oh, well. Well, those of you who haven't, you got to go. Bodie, California. Northern California, just east of the 395. It's way up there. It's like 8,300 feet high, so dress warm. In that location, by the way, everything's still standing. Everything's still standing. There's even letters, and there's even at the assayer's office. This is my point. At the assayer's office, when you took your gold, you took it to the assayer's office, and you put in the guides. It's all still there. You can read it. It's been there since like 1849, 1853. The guy brought in, like, by the way, true. I forget his first name, but Mr. Levi and Mr. Strauss. Yep, that's where they
really?
Lived.
Wow.
They moved from San Francisco to Bodie. Why? Because people at Bodie, working at Bodie, they were the richest people on earth at that time. Bodie was producing more millionaires per week than any other place ever in human history from mining gold. It was so prolific that they didn't have wheelbarrows, so some guy invented a wheelbarrow that would work a lot better than what the carts that they were using. Do you know what the guy's name was? Studebaker. Pants were wearing out because they were made of cotton. And so two Jewish guys moved from San Francisco, gave up their careers, and they went to go mine for gold. And this has nothing to do with the Bible study. They were mining for gold and they wore their pants out so fast that they went back to San Francisco and invented denim. And they're called Levi Strauss, Levi's today. Zippers wouldn't work right, so they did button-ups. Levi Strauss. Then they kept breaking tools. They were finding so much gold, they were wearing out tools, pants and wheelbarrows. So some guy talked to his friend about, we need to figure out how to build a new shovel, a different kind of shovel. And if we only had a thing like this, it would help a lot. What do you think, Mr. Roebuck? Well, I think we should do this, Mr. Sears. Bodie, California. Why did I bring that up? Someone help me. I have no idea. Oh, When you found gold, you took it to the assayer's office and they poured acid on it. And the acid washed everything away that wasn't gold. And the gold just became brilliant. And they said, congratulations. That's one nugget you have there. That's tremendous. The Bible says, examine yourselves. Pour the acid. Look, pour the acid on my life. See what's real. No one can do that except you. The believer in Christ Jesus will do this to themselves. They will look at themselves and they will say, when he comes, is he coming for me? I want to make sure, because I'm going to pour the acid of his word on my life to see what needs to be washed away. And I'm willing to see what's true and let it stand. That takes faith, friend, in him. Because you're willing to get that report card from him. You'll be ready. We don't have to worry much at all about anything regarding his coming if you examine yourself. And then we end right here. Make sure that you're found by him. And I'll just end with this. I wish I had the time, but to be found by him, I did a little bit of study on sheep and goats. You know, goats will not follow easily or if at all the shepherd's voice. You know, goats are independent. They do their own thing. Did you know that goats will eat anything that's in front of them if they want to? You know, they're very non-selective, non-critical about what they consume. Let me read this to you. One of the many differences between sheep and goats is how they eat. Sheep are grazers. They ramble slowly among particular plants close to the ground. Goats, on the other hand, are browsers. Browsers. Internet browsers. They look for almost anything. When leaves, twigs, vines, and scrubs are not on the menu, they will consume just about anything that is convenient. Contrary, sheep are slow, methodical eaters, while goats can be agile in the pursuit of food and indiscriminate with their diet. Jesus said, you're either sheep or a goat. Listen, sheep have to be fed by the shepherd, or they have to be eating under the shepherd's approval of a field or a hillside. Scientifically factual, sheep prove scientifically that God is the creator, because evolution could never be true, because we know that sheep cannot exist without a human being. Did you know that? Sheep cannot live without humans. They'll die. And just that argument alone debunks evolution, because you couldn't have had sheep before humans. You can only have sheep because of a shepherd.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
You can only have sheep because of a shepherd. A goat, on the other hand, they'll eat your purse. They'll eat your wallet. But when you're found by him, it means this. It means that he knows you by name. That he knows you by name, my friend. And the tragic thing would be that at the end, can you imagine? You die. Listen, in fact, I wrote this down. It sounds kind of terrifying, right? Watch this. This is what I wrote. As I look across the sanctuary, I see that every single one of you will be meeting Jesus Christ in person in just a few years. Think of it. You say, I don't know, I like the way that sounds. Doesn't matter. Because even if you live to be 100, it's only a few years compared to eternity. So it's true, as I look across this sanctuary, every single one of you will be meeting Jesus Christ personally. Amen. And so you want to make sure when he sees you, will he see you with your name tag on? Hey, I know you. Can you imagine being in line and you're going up to the gates there, and there's Peter, he's got a little clipboard. I don't know where he got that from. It's not in the Bible. But can you imagine, what's your name? I had a name tag in life. I don't know where my name tag is. I had it when I was living. We'll see what happens when we get up there. But you look around and there's other people's name tags. Can you imagine? Mike, come on in. Welcome. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Jack, come on in. What's your name? Fred. Well, how do I know? It's Fred. There's no Fred here. Where's your name tag? I don't have one. I had one in life. But I noticed as soon as I died, I didn't have one. I'm sorry. Can't come in. Jesus gives you that name tag. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, he will give you a new name. I'm really glad about that. I'm done with Jack. I'm tired of it. Let's pray right now. But listen, are you going? He's coming for you. You will enter eternity in the next few years. What are you going to do about that? Please, no disruptions. Don't interrupt anyone. There's no need for you to move about. Someone could be thinking an eternal thought, and I don't want you to step on their toe or ask them to scoot over or something like that. This is a serious moment. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, Lord, and we ask Almighty God, the gravity of this moment, the fact that you're coming for each and every one of us, it could be by death, it could be by rapture. Regardless, you're coming. And you have a date set. Your Bible tells us that all of our days, each of us, our days are numbered. And the moment of our passing is known to you. So dear friends, listen, I'm going to ask all of you this morning, if today, because of the seriousness of this moment, I beg of you, do not procrastinate this. Do not put it off. You have no guarantee. I'm not trying to manipulate you, and I'm not trying to put some sort of a psych trip on you. I just want to tell you how it is. You don't have any guarantee that you'll see the sunset tonight. And yet right now you have the opportunity to accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Died on the cross for your sins and rose again from the dead. You have to make that decision now in this world. The Bible makes it absolutely clear there is no second chance in the world to come. As we sing this song, I'm going to ask you to be honest with yourself. Stop thinking about others around you. In fact, your life has been crippled by the fear of others. Stop that. Fear God and respond to his offer that he'll give you eternal life if you accept him as Lord and Savior. And everybody Jesus invited to do that, he did it publicly. So I'm going to ask you, as we sing this song, for you to get up out of your seat and you come forward if you're giving your heart to Christ today. You're going to go public with Jesus. You need this commitment. You need this stand. You need to mark today, February 7th, that this is the day you went public for Jesus, because you see that heaven is only available through him. And if you want Christ to come into your life, if anything that has been said today has struck true to your soul, that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Without delay, I'm going to ask you as we sing to get up and you come forward, and then I'll lead all of you in prayer in a moment. But you come right now. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. He's calling you home. Come now. Listen, is God speaking to you? Listen, if you are not sure, the Bible says these things have been written that you can know that you have eternal life. That means if today you have doubt in your mind, you need to attack that doubt with his truth. Do not gamble in thinking, well, you know, I think I'm okay. No, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The truth is, if you have never accepted Christ personally, and with opportunity now, here, publicly, you should do that. If in your mind today, you're saying, you know what, maybe next week, just know this, you're saying that to the Holy Spirit. He's touched you, and that's why there's a dialogue in your mind. Isn't it funny? You're the only one in there. And now you've been invaded. And inside of you, there's a debate going on, and you need to recognize that that's God the Spirit speaking to you, and he's saying something to the effect of, you need to do this. You need to do this now. This is the right thing to do. Come to my son. And you have this debate. I want to encourage you. the quicker you lose this debate, the sooner you experience true life. So listen, come now. If God is speaking to you, if you're in the gym, if you're in the overflow rooms, if you're outside, you make your way here. Run quickly. You come. Like the house is on fire. You come. Those of you who are standing right here, right now, this prayer I'm going to lead you in, mean it from your heart. Even though all of you are praying it, that's irrelevant. What matters is that you're praying to Him and you're asking Him to receive you today. And there's a way that this happens as we pray. You pray coming to Him. And so repeat this out loud if you would. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you now and I ask you to receive me on the merits of your blood. I confess today that Jesus Christ died for me at the cross and that He rose again from the dead to purchase my salvation, to transform my life, to live in me now and from this day forward. Thank you, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. That prayer that we just prayed a moment ago, you guys, that prayer you just prayed, God heard you from the heart. Think about it. He saw, He heard the inside of you. And He does this. Somebody asked me this last week, how do I follow Jesus? And I said, let Jesus tell you how to follow Him from His word. I love promoting and I love endorsing the living Savior because He knows exactly how to take care of you. He knows exactly how to speak to you and what you need from His word.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called, He's Coming for You. Thanks for being here today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Futures. It's a series on prophetic scriptures from the Bible and what they mean for us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. So today you heard an altar call at the end of the message, and I'd like to let you know that just because it was on the radio, it doesn't make it any less real. If you felt God move in your life today and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, we'd love to know about it and we'd like to help you out with some resources. Visit jackhibbs.com and there's a tab there that says Know God. And there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. One more time, jackhibbs.com. You know, keeping our eyes off of ourselves and on what would please the Lord and bring Him glory takes a special kind of determination and focus. That's why starting the day with devotions is a great way towards a meaningful and lasting relationship with Christ. But with tight schedules and hectic lifestyles, we don't always want to waste precious time searching for inspiring devotional material. So Pastor Jack has written and provided them for us. Simply go to our website, jackhibbs.com. And click on the tab labeled Devotions. There's a new one every week, along with quick and easy access to previous devotions, with titles such as The Eternal Love of the Lord, Our Awesome God, and Blessings in Abundance. You can even subscribe to Pastor Jack's devotional newsletter when you type in your email address. Again, it's available on our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. You can also have access to Pastor Jack's devotions when you download the Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet.
Looking for an inspiring way to pass some time? Or maybe just need some help to get through your workday? How about listening while you work? The Jack Hibbs Podcast brings you real stories, real people with real life experiences. From inspiring journeys to thought-provoking conversations, we've got it all. So discover a world of knowledge, laughter, and connection. The Jack Hibbs Podcast and so much more are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Where faith meets real life.
You know, as Christians, we have this desire to live out our faith, to become more intentional in ministry, so that others we share with can have the life-changing experience of salvation through Jesus Christ. That's exactly why the Real Life Network was created. Real Life Network offers faith-based content that will strengthen us and the beliefs we value. As big tech, big government, and big business have increased their efforts to silence the teachings of Jesus, the Real Life Network is available on your favorite device. Anytime, anywhere, really has something for everyone. The whole family can choose from a wide range of categories like culture, current events, faith and politics, as well as programming for kids. So don't miss out on the relevant, life-changing Christian and conservative programming that will inspire you and strengthen your faith. Find the Real Life Network at reallifenetwork.com and sign up for free. That's reallifenetwork.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.